Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
We're going to get right into it today. As the kids are leaving, I was told to come up with a few jokes before I came up here today. And you're like, he doesn't even need to say anything. What could be more funny? Yeah, I know. It's cool. So I got two jokes from Haley. So if they're terrible, you know where to go and ask and say. My first joke is this. What can you do with a piano that you can't do with a fish? You can't tune a fish, but you can tune a piano. Wah, wah, wah. That was terrible. What was the name of the knight who made the round table? Ponder it. Circumference. Circumference. There it is. That was a funny one. Everybody forgot to laugh. It was so funny. Okay, guys. Here we are. It's bold. Who's bold here today? Are we bold? This half is bold. I don't know about these guys over here. I don't know. We're bold. Yeah. No. Our message series this month is bold. Bold 2026. You will find that over this next year that, yes, the series titles may change, but you will see a weaving thread of boldness through it all. And this month we're launching that. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you that we get to bring the word. We thank you that we get to hear the word. We thank you, God, that we get to live boldly before you. As Mary was saying earlier, we get to come boldly to the throne of grace. The awesome promise about that verse is that it says you can come boldly to the throne of grace in a time of need. So the time when you think you can't go there the most is the time when you need to be there the most. I'll let that sit in. And Father God, I just thank you for the joy of our salvation, the joy of who you are. And God, I just release a spirit of joy over all of us today, that we can receive what I'm about to say in a place of joy, so we can receive it in a place of, you know, peace and love, joy. Ooh. Your shalom, peace, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, we are going to go into Acts chapter 4. Excited, open them beasts up. Let me hear them pages turn. Let me hear the fingers clicking on the code to get into your phone. What does it look like to live boldly in 2026? What if playing it safe isn't really playing it safe? Boldness requires a foundation that can't be shaken. Boldness isn't a personality type, a free ticket to be rude or living without fear. So what is it? As we've been going through this series, we've been unpacking what that looks like in our lives as we launch this 2026. You guys remember the key verse for this series? You guys remember the key verse for the series? I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, take courage. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Yes. See, we can take courage, we can take boldness, we can be bold. Why? How can we do this? Because of the next sentence there. I have overcome the world. It doesn't say I may overcome, I could overcome, I might possibly overcome if I'm having a good day. It says, Jesus says here, he's telling us, he's telling his people, take courage. You will have tribulation in this world. You will have hard days. You will have loss. You will have all these things. But take courage, take heart. Why? Because I have overcome the world. That is a greater promise than what you will face. He has overcome the world. So take heart. The dictionary says boldness is showing the ability to take risks, confident and courageously. A place where we are fully persuaded of who God really is, and we're open with him. We firmly believe in him and are relying on Jesus. Our foundation and our boldness is based on him overcoming. We can take courage because Jesus overcame the world. All the things that we see. Jesus overcame so I can be bold. The title of this week's message is The Humble Boldness That Comes from a God Encounter. The Humble Boldness That Comes from a God Encounter. And the key verse for this week is Acts 4:13. Now, as they observed the confidence or boldness of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. The story I'm about to go into, what I'm about to talk about in God's Word, you will see that these men had evidence on them that they had been with somebody. They had been with Jesus. So people who just had an idea of who Jesus was could see these men and be like, man, these guys are different. And it was because they had been with Jesus. Boldness in this context, the Greek word for that is persia. Persia. It means confidence, plainly, boldness, publicly, open boldness, and in speech and in confidence. They were bold. They had confidence. Do you? Last week, we heard about believing boldly and how it can help us stand strong in the storms of life, and how God can use a couple little pieces of boldness from a young kid's pocket to change a huge situation. For you that were not here last week or didn't hear the message, Hannah talked about Hebrews chapter 4, that God is holding us together in the times of storm. And the little pieces of boldness, she was talking about the little kid who had the little pieces of fish and bread when Jesus fed the 5,000 from his pockets. That was Hannah's story. I know it was a little thing. This week, I want to show you that living a life of humble boldness or holy boldness affects more than just ourselves. Last week, it was primarily how boldness helps us, how it encourages us, how it grows us, how it makes us. This week, I want to talk about how our boldness, when we are walking it out in a true living way, changes everything. Changes everything. This boldness that I'm talking about, this humble boldness, what are some of the characteristics of this humble boldness that God gives us from a God encounter? This boldness is humble. It's measured. It's thoughtful. It's brave. It's courageous. It's righteous. It's loving. And when you walk out in boldness the way God wants you to because of the God encounter, not only does it affect you in a positive way, it draws others to Christ. It draws others to the Lord. What boldness is not, and if you see somebody saying they're bold and this is happening, there's a boldness is not self-righteous. It's not cruel. It's not mean. It's not boastful. We get this from immaturity and wanting to make much of ourselves. The boldness that comes from a God encounter makes much of Him, not of us. It draws others to Him. So it changes everything in their lives. Today, I want to look at a few people who lived out that boldness from a God-changed encounter. So if you could, if you are not already there, let's go to Acts chapter 4. Who's there? Everybody there? Oh, you are all ready to go. I'm going to start in verse 1. Here we go. We're going to start from the beginning. We're going to be home base here for a little bit. So this part right here I'm about to talk about is after Peter and John had encountered the lame beggar. Remember, Hannah spoke about that at the very end last week, and I talked about it a few weeks ago. Peter and John had encountered a lame beggar who was outside the temple, and he was lame his whole life. Peter and John saw them, and he came over to them, or they went over to him, and they could see his need. And he was thinking that they were going to give him alms because that's what everybody else did. But Peter says, I don't have gold or silver. But what I do have, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. And he took his hand and pulled him up, and immediately he walked. After that moment, people saw this, and Peter gave another sermon, and he was talking to all the peeps. Now, the leaders of the time saw this, and they got a little upset. So they brought him and John in, and they were arrested. And this is where we start. Chapter 4 of Acts, verse 1. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Talk about a bold statement, a bold life. As they laid their hands on him and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of them came to about 5,000. Wow. Just think of that. Peter, who had just a little while beforehand denied Jesus, denied him, that he even knew him, now he's out everywhere proclaiming the name of Jesus in front of the very people who had scared him. People saw that, and 5,000 people got saved that day. Now on the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Ananias, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly descent. When they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire, by what power or what name have you done this? Now, Peter here, he's like, This is going to be awesome. This is another bold statement. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for the benefit done to a sick man, as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to you all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, and by this name, this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builder, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men which we must be saved." Amen. We see these two men acting boldly. We see these two men, Peter and John, proclaiming things that just a little while beforehand they wouldn't dare do. They proclaim truths here, bold truths. These men proclaimed with a humble and holy boldness because of their encounter with Christ. These men right here. Peter, this crazy man, and John are now standing boldly for the Lord. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to stand boldly for the Lord. Do you guys want to stand boldly for God? I want to stand boldly for Him. And as I'm thinking about this, like right now, you know, these guys are standing boldly for God in a situation that terrified them beforehand. Are there any places in your life that God is asking you to stand boldly for Him in a place that has terrified you before? Like, I could never do that. Like, I could never stand on a street corner and boldly proclaim Christ because that would just terrify me. Or I could never go to a hospital and pray for somebody who was sick because the hospital terrifies me. It does. I don't like hospitals. I don't go near them. If you see me in the hospital, bad things have happened because I don't go there. I don't do that. But these men were changed. And we see this in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 because and in the years before that, because they had lived with Jesus, they encountered Him, they were with Him. Then after the crucifixion, and when Jesus came back to life, and He was with them for the 40 days, He had lived with them, and they had lived with Him. Then when they were together in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit fell on them, this encounter, this just soaking in His presence changed these men. I'm going to go on to Acts chapter 4, verse 13, our key verse for today. And as I read this, think about, do people see this on you, or do they see this on me? Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, they understood that they were uneducated, untrained men. They were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the men who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. they could see on them that they had been with Jesus. Can people see on you that you have been with Jesus? I want people to say that about me, not only when I'm around them, but that they say that about me when I'm not around them. Because my character has been changed. I saw this one time. I heard it one time. I used to deliver food for the local produce here. And I used to deliver food to a college. And when you deliver food into the restaurant part of things, you're around some people that are very colorful. I don't know, it's like truckers, sailors, and people who work in restaurants are the most colorful people you will ever meet. And they can string some swear words together that is quite impressive. I didn't know I could do that, but wow, that's amazing. But when I used to come in there and they used to be swearing or telling dirty jokes, they would ask me to partake. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm here to do my job and do my work. And after a while, they were like, why are you so different? It's because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and he saved me, and he's changed my life, and I've been with him. Then after a while, they're like, can you pray for us? Can you pray for us? And this one lady asked me to pray for her because her friend had cancer. And I prayed for her friend who had cancer, and it came back a few weeks later that her cancer was gone. So I prayed for that. It was an amazing miracle. But with this being with Jesus and people that I could see be different, one day I came in and I was going, there was two different kitchens in this place. So you walk through the one to get to the other. And as I was going through this, one guy who was new came up to me to try to tell me this dirty joke. And I was like, I'm not really into that. And I start walking on. Then as I go, the manager of the place comes up to him and he goes, or she goes to him, we don't talk that way around him. People could see that I had been with Jesus. People could see that my boldness for him comes from being around him. Do you have a boldness that comes from being around him? Because like I said earlier, there's different kinds of boldnesses. There's a holy and humble boldness, but there's also a worldly boldness that just leads to bad things because you're not doing it for the right reason. Are you living boldly for Christ for the right reason, to draw others to him? Or are you living boldly to make much of yourself? When you live this life of holy and humble boldness, you do the unexpected. When they saw Peter and John, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus, they said, the first thing they said is, these were uneducated and untrained men. They had no business saying what they had just said to these leaders. They had no business because they were just untrained men. But when you live a life of humble and holy boldness, you will be in places where you're not supposed to be in the natural, but you're there in the supernatural because that's where God wants you to be. And you do the unexpected and you say the unexpected things because those things lead others to Christ. And God wants you there. And it takes courage. It takes boldness to do so. You do the unexpected when you're living boldly for Christ. Amen. You do the unexpected, and you live boldly, and you need to live boldly for God so you can walk out the calling that God has for your life. I'm telling you right now, there's a calling on your life that if you don't live boldly and live courageously, you won't see it all. There's callings on our lives. There's places and people that God wants us to see, and we've got to be daring enough to be bold to walk that out. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, things which eye has not seen, ear has not heard, which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love them. He's got so much amazing and awesome plans for you, but you got to be bold to walk them out. Is there any area of your life where you haven't walked out boldly so you can walk out the calling that God has for you in your life? We need to be bold to live that out. So you're saying now, Pastor Caleb, I believe you. I believe that we need to be bold. We need to be bold in this new year. We need to be bold in all aspects of our lives. I want to be bold. I know that I have a calling on my life, and I know God is working that out in me, and I want to walk that out. How can I be more bold in my life? How can I get this boldness that you're talking about? How can I get this boldness that we see here in God's word? How can we get this boldness where I can stand before men that I wouldn't stand before? This is how we do it. When you need more boldness, because we do, we need this Christ confidence where we put our confidence in him and less in ourselves. We do this by first praying. We need to spend time with God. If you guys want to note this down, it's because we do these things and it grows us in our lives. We do it first by praying, spending time with God. Peter and John spent years with Jesus, and then they got the Holy Spirit, and they were anointed and baptized in the Holy Spirit. I would highly encourage you, if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, get baptized in the Holy Spirit so you can walk in the power and the anointing and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You need to have a secret place with God. You need to spend the time with him. You need the place where it's only you and him, where there's no one else, where you can talk to him, and more importantly, he can talk to you. Do you have the secret place? Do you know where that is? It looks different for all of us. It's in the car, it's in the bathroom. Don't want to much know about that. It's in the shower. That's usually my spot. I like the shower. God speaks to me there. It's nice. It's nice and warm. And it's all awesome. Good thing it's not like out in the... I mean, some people like dig out in the woods. I'm just like not into that. There's like things out there that I don't want to encounter. I just want a God encounter. I don't want the ticks or the other things that are out there. Coming from a guy who works outside. Another way that God builds his boldness in you is through his word. If you guys are not in his word, your boldness will not grow as fast as you want it to. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. The more time you spend in his word, your faith will grow. And when your faith grows, so when you have these moments, these God encounter moments, these times where God wants you to encounter the world, you will believe it and not doubt it because your faith has grown. I know I hear God's voice. I know what he says. I know his truth, so I can walk into it because I trust his promises. A man who walks boldly before God is a man who believes in God's promises with his whole heart. I'll let that one sit in. Community. You need to be around other believers so you can see their boldness, you can see their faith, and how he grows them and how it grows in you. We see this in Philippians with Paul when he's in jail and he says, other people are seeing me now and they're growing more bold. They're sharing the gospel from what's happened to me right now. And there's a place in worship when you give thanksgiving and adoration, and you see how God reminds us of how good he is. It's in giving, when you give in faith and your trust grows in him, to know that he's going to meet you where he needs to meet you, your boldness will grow. When you receive the anointing of God and you see the boldness on others, by spending time with him. I know we're running a little long here and people are getting antsy. I've got just one more thing to say. Oh, a couple more things to say, but we're going to go quick. Be bold. Boldness, to be bold is for us, like we were talking about last week, and it's for others. But sometimes to be bold is the hardest thing to do. Actually, a lot of times to be bold is when it's hardest to be bold. But God wants us to trust him more than the circumstance that you find yourself in. He wants you to pray for somebody to be healed even though you haven't received the healing. He wants you to pray for somebody to receive the blessing when you haven't received the blessing yet. He wants you to be bold in the areas that terrify you so you can see that he is with you in them. He wants you to be bold to encounter the world because you might be the first God encounter that person has ever had. It's an awesome responsibility to be the God encounter. Good. And in closing, you may all rise. Do you guys feel more bolder now? Who's bold? Are you guys bold? To be humble, to be holy, to be bold in the right context, to be able to draw all others to Christ, to lift up his name. Be bold in your holiness. Be bold in your sanctification. Be bold in your mind. Be bold in your character. Be bold in your family relationships. Be bold as a husband to treat your wife with honor and integrity and to raise her up in the Word of God. To be bold as a wife, to love your husband. To pray for him. Because women out there, wives, I want you to know that your man needs you to pray for him. He may not say it. He may not act like it. He may be quiet like I am. But he needs you to pray for him earnestly. He needs you to pray for him boldly. Boldly come to the throne of grace. Boldly go and pray for your husbands. Pray for our children. Pray for this nation. Pray for the lost that they may be found. Boldly, boldly, boldly come. In this last couple of minutes, if you want to be bold, and I know you do, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be opening up the altar for people to come and get prayer. And I'm going to ask the ministry team to come up front to help. But I also want to release all those who are ready to go. But I'm going to pray for you first. You can't get out yet. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this message that it would just land where it needs to land, Father God, and just let it prick the heart, Father God. Let us be bold. Let us be men and women of God who are bold in all aspects of our lives. God, let us be people who live boldly with joy on our faces. When people see us living boldly with joy on our faces, they'll want what we have. And let us live boldly to know that as we do so, we draw all men back to you, Jesus, where we just like, if you be lifted up, Lord, you said you would draw all men to you. So let us live lives boldly of lifting you up. Just bless everybody here. Bless you, God. Bless everybody here and everything this week. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.